Good morning. 00 hours.
Cloudy.
64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
63 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
62 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
62 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
61 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
61 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
60 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
59 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
62 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
65 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
69 degrees.
WANWG Mobile listening.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees.
KFA-PPI, KK6K calling. KFA-PPI, KK6K calling. KFA-PPI, KK6K calling. Yeah, I do copy there, Ken. You're not holding the repeater quiet, though. It's you're on the road, right? Okay, we're a little bit far away from you there. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'll get back to you in a little bit here. We'll try it again, okay?
Clear that time. Better?
That's a Roger. I hear you a lot better there. And it might be your location. You're mobile, so that might account for it.
After that, still not bad range, all things considered.
Roger. Okay. Talk to you in a few, and drive safely out there. KK6J clear.
KFA-PPI. Over and out.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 76 degrees.
KFA-DRD, is there anyone listening?
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
KFA-DRD. KFA-DRD.
KFA-DYL. KFA-DYL. Monitoring. KEHOOK mobile, they're up and monitoring.
KFA-DRD.
OK, this is KFA-AYL. How are you doing this evening?
Come back again, please. Back again, please.
This is KF8AYL. How are you doing this evening?
Doing fine. All I got was YL at the end. Over.
Really? My signal's not making it out? That would be crazy to me.
No, I've got double digits, but I'm first half. Over.
That's interesting. I'm in Bertrand, connected to the Kilter tower. Whereabouts are you at?
I'm here in Flint Township. Over.
All right. Well, you're coming in nice and strong. Hopefully you're enjoying the evening like I am.
Doing okay. I got to go work. Mother's vehicle's down. Over.
Well, that's no fun. I know what it's like taking care of other people's vehicles. I do that. They tend to get really worried when stuff breaks on them.
Yeah, I don't fix them. I'm just the taxi. Over.
Well, taxi's another kind of service. That's all good. Great.
They help me and my wife out a lot, and so I'm just sort of reciprocating. Over.
All right, well, copy that. Well, hopefully that goes all right for you.
Go ahead, break.
Go ahead, breaking station.
You can take an X. KDADX.
Good evening. 20 hundred hours.
KFHVRD. What repeaters are you guys talking on? This is KFAYL. I'm the Guilford repeater.
I'm talking on the Flint repeater, 3-8.
Ah, interesting. I didn't know I was in range of any Link repeaters. I'm in Grand Ledge here, so... And I'm not exactly sure what repeater this is that got entered weird into my radio.
Yeah, you're probably on the Lansing Link. I think it's on the old McLaren building in Lansing there. KDADX, I'm coming in through Echo Link currently, but I live up on Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County. North of Maple Rapids, a little way north of St. John's, so I usually use the Lansing site as well. But I'm on Echo Link currently instead. But I was on the Flint one on my way home from Port Huron on Saturday, and it seemed to work really well. Well, I was on the Flint connection for this system and for the IRA, WAIRA, the West Michigan. So East Michigan and the West Michigan. I was on both of them, one on each side of the radio. Driving home from Port Huron on Saturday. First time using either one of them. KDADX, comes in the group.
1738 is tied into a bunch of other repeaters. I'm not sure what else it's tied to, but I know I've talked all over the place since I got on this repeater. Over.
Copy. It's interesting. My name's Jim. Like I said, I'm out of Grand Ledge. Just got my ticket about a month ago, maybe. So, getting around to, learning everybody and everything.
Yeah, my name's Bob. It's KEHOOK.
Anybody seeing any of these storms I'm hearing about coming across?
Yeah, a small one go through here where I live, Flint Township, but like I say, it had some pretty heavy rain all around me, like Holly and Linden and up in Saginaw. Over.
They had heavy rain in class. I haven't Ledge. I don't know how I got from the west to the east without going through Grand Ledge. Seems like everything comes through here.
Yeah, I see these storms come up, the sky gets black and sun, and it gets right at the front, and then either goes south of us or north of us, over.
And it's funny, my wife's been,
yeah, like I say, it seems like everything always runs across our way area.
Her car's all wet. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Why is your car wet? We're in Birch Run, which is between Flint and Saginaw, and we haven't got a drop of rain here.
This pour and cloud here about 45 minutes ago, KVACAN.
So my sister over on Hill Road towards Grand Blanc, she said it was pouring when I was talking to her. Over.
Yeah, everybody have a good weekend. Kind of sad that the work week started again, but yeah.
Well, I took my great grandson and my granddaughter to the Gaines Rodeo. That was a lot of fun. Over.
Yeah, one needs to define work week for me, because I'm an IT guy. Pretty much 7 days a week, and with this Friday morning CrowdStrike crap that went on, we've been working nonstop ever since the restore machine. Even though I'm not a Windows guy, I'm a Unix guy, but they recruited all of us IT people to go restore Windows machines that were affected by their crap at the automotive OEM that I work for. Not a lot of fun.
Now, I do heating and cooling, so the weather largely dictates how my days go.
I remember those days. I used to work 5, 6, 7 days a week. But I retired back here in 2016.
Retirement is what I'm looking at. Looking forward to it. Another 2 or 3 years, I think.
Well, when I crunched the numbers before I retired, I'd been working for 50 years straight. And I decided I wanted to look full time to enjoy my retirement, so I pulled the plug in 2016. Over.
Yeah, my dad often says when after he retired back in the late 90s, I don't know how I found the time to work. I don't know how did I work. I'm so busy enjoying myself. How did I work?
Yeah, well, my dad retired after, I think he worked 35 years at GM. He said he didn't know where he found how he found the time to work. So, I understand that. Over.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what he said. He retired General Motors after 36 years.
Yeah, I left Michigan here in 67 when I went to the Marine Corps, and I didn't move back until 2016, so I've been getting used to a lot of changes. Not all of them, in my opinion, were good, but I'm trying to get used to all the changes back here. Over.
Yeah, no shortages. No shortage of changes, that's for sure. This is KFADYL.
KFADY?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima, KFADYL.
I was just curious because mine's KFADRB. Did you recently just get your ticket?
I did, but apparently I'm
older than you in the ham world. Yeah, I think it was April. Like April, I got the ticket.
Okay, I just got mine in on June. I tested June 22nd, so so I was like, oh, I thought I was the first one in the area to get the KF8.
Well, if you're KF8B, you're definitely after me.
Break.
Go ahead, breaking station.
Yeah, this is KF8AIW. Just thought I'd jump in there. Had to rub it in. You were right before all of us.
So you're... Well, you're still after me. I'm KF8AYL. When did you get your ticket?
I think it was March.
Really, March? I got mine in... Well... Yeah, it was April. I got mine in April. I don't know why mine would be before yours.
That's government.
Yeah, that can explain a lot of things. It's government.
Let me double check my license. I thought it was March. It may have been May. Okay.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to bow out here. My wife, who had foot surgery recently, is asking for some help in the house because she's still on crutches. So I'm going to go in and see what she wants. Good chat with y'all. KF8AYL.
KF8AIW 73.
So I'm just curious, how am I coming into this repeater, KF8ERD?
Coming in loud and clear over here
loud
in
and clear.
Flint Township area, over.
Yeah, copy. I just tried my hand at a DIY dual band dipole, and I'm talking on it, so I figured I'd see how the signal report was.
Yeah, believe it or not, I find off a little handheld with a magnate on top of my truck. Over.
Yeah, copy. And got a HT hooked up to that little dipole, so at some point I'm going to try to fix this one radio I've got over here that I bought for GMRS when I was just doing that. And now I got to try to find out how to convert it over to ham frequencies.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping before the summer ends, I'll have a full-blown mobile in the truck, so I have a little bit more than 5 watts. But right now, I'm doing pretty good with what I got. Over.
Both are sounding very good over here. Where I'm up in Kalkallen, Michigan, and you guys are hitting me real hard.
Where in Michigan?
Just north of Bay City in Kalkallen, Michigan.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, that's good to hear that I'm getting some good signal reports off of that. That was my first try at any type of a DIY antenna on. I guess I got the right code in here, you know?
Okay, guys.
Sounds good.
Okay,
what email do you try to convert to ham?
Hey, John, would have a good evening. I'm 73.
Back at ya. KF8AIW.
For the to answer the question, it's a Radiodity DB25G. I'm trying to find the figure out how to get into the menu to convert it.
How did you program it? Is it a Bluetooth, or did you have to use Chirp?
I used Chirp on it. It's actually a mobile, but yeah, I used Chirp on it.
But you're talking on a ham frequency.
Oh yeah, I'm not talking on that radio right now. I'm talking on a kid radio. The Radiodity is the one I need to figure out how to convert.
10-4, yeah. I've got a kid radio. I got the H8. I love that little radio.
I thought I heard somebody else keying out there.
Yeah, I keyed up. I was talking over somebody. Peter lady is my girl. How's this radio sounding?
Like you're next door. Hi, neighbor.
Neighbor. Yeah, after I got my license, I went out and I bought this radio. It's a Yaesu.
I don't know if the repeater is cutting out or what, but I only heard part of that one. Which you had?
KDADX, yeah, I'm on EchoLink monitoring as well, which is the main controller site. Connected through that, I'm hearing you fine, but yeah, the other station's kind of cutting in and out. And there's another station that's like, I don't know, doubling with them. They're trying to come in through another site. Like when he talks, I randomly hear another part, like a couple words from the other, from another person. So I'm not sure what that is. It's kind of a weird deal. KDADX.
Well,
I don't know what happened there, but I heard 73, so I'll go ahead and clear the channel, but KFA-DRD, I'm going to go clear 73.
Yeah, DRD, you're making it in fine into the main controller on EchoLink here. You sound fine. Your audio is solid. I don't know who the 73s is, what site they're coming in through, but there definitely seems to be an issue. So whoever station said 73s, can you identify what site you're trying to come in through? I don't know if we'll be able to hear you, but if you can try, it'd be good to know which site's having issues, or if you're having issues getting into it. KDADX. Station north of Bay City, are you still in here? Take it better than now. Alright, get everybody cleared. I'm just talking to myself. 73s, have a good one. KDADX will be clear monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 67 degrees.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees.